This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Warriors, you know, we got to balance it out. That was a gutsy win. It was a overwhelming win in a lot of ways, but now they may have to deal with playing without Curry for I don't know how long. We're all going to be guessing, right?
Listen, and with all my imperfections, what we do on a daily basis, Donnie, is we share with the listeners, it's like our diary, and I'm so despondent after what happened with Steph Curry last night. I'm fired up for the win. I got thrown out of a watch party, a group chat with my buddies, because they said I'm turning into you because I was so fixated on what the future was and not enjoying. I mean, they were mad, but I'm mad. And Steiny, this was a great effort by the Warriors to hold Minnesota to 31 points in the first half after the Game 7 defense. That was championship defense yesterday by everybody in black. And Draymond, the second game in a row, showing you there may be no other. This could be the first time seeing this. But with that said, you're telling me the game after Steph Curry helped close, he played 45 minutes, he comes up lame, and now I'm looking at this team through a different prism. I'm going to be positive. I need your help and the listeners. But Steiny, my gosh, I'm just like, this grade one strain, how can I sit here and look at you and say everything that was, I could taste it and it was manifesting into a run. The chef, 16 years in, has never had a strained muscle. So I don't know when he's coming back, but I almost want to tell you all, call me crazy, I would rather have lost game one and had Steph with the healthy hamstring. I'm going there early.
You want some good news?
Give it to me.
You ain't going to need Steph Curry if the Timberwolves play like that. Goodness gracious. You know, you got to give the Warriors credit for winning that game, but oh my God. Oh my God.
I have panic. Yeah.
I'm talking about the Timberwolves.
I hear you. What was it?
That was the worst game I've seen them play in.
You're laughing, but we're like, that was wow.
I mean,
11 points in the second quarter. Anthony Edwards, Steiny, those weren't misses. Those were bricks, bud.
They were terrible.
By the way, guys, from Sham Sharania. Oh. So the official Steph Curry injury designation is a grade one hamstring strain. It's the first time he's ever strained a muscle in his NBA career, but they expect him to miss at least 1 week. So game four is 6 days away. Game five is 8 days away. Game six is 12 days.
Man.
Well, that's not official, though. I mean, but it's
it is.
No, he said a week.
Oh, it's from the Warriors.
This is from Sham Sharania of ESPN.
Okay.
It's a grade one hamstring strain. They're expecting him to miss at least 1 week.
All right.
Wow.
I think the Warriors officially are like, he's missing. They haven't gone that far, is all I'm saying. But
no, there's
I'm not
nothing
saying
from
Shams
Warriors
wrong.
PR,
I'm not saying he's wrong. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, thanks, Evan.
But that's 99.9 with big boy like Shams. You would think.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
But go ahead. Yeah, Minnesota was awful, but I'm giving the Warriors, Stoney, they were in their space. And I don't know if Minnesota didn't know that the Warriors had this their first look with Jimmy Butler. But my goodness, man, the Warriors' defense is spectacular. And maybe they can climb this tree. We'll talk about last night without Steph for a few games. But I'm going to need more from Jimmy. But last night, Buddy Hield again and Draymond Green, Stoney, are my stars. And Coach Kerr, he is Captain James T. Kirk right now with these rotations. Stoney, you got it or not? You're coming out. Everybody's available. Come out. I love it. Kerr's in his bag.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
wow,
that old
man.
Half and half thing. I got to give half the credit to the Warriors and then say that, the Timberwolves, yeah. I mean, they're fourth in the league in three-point percentage.
My
they
God.
Go 5-for-30. Can't make a shot. They can't make they couldn't make any shots.
Man.
they just couldn't make any shots. And the Warriors win a game where they win a game on the road where they shoot 39%. That's kind of one of those games where, man, how many times does a road team win when they shoot that poorly? But it was an indication of how good the Warriors were playing defensively and how much that the Timberwolves couldn't make a shot, frankly.
Again, Stoney, I'm being real, and it looks like Spadoni and Lubman and Shasky put out a poll, who gets your game ball? We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But the winner was Buddy. And Buddy is, I think he's playing like prime Clay, just on both ends of the court. But Draymond Green, after kind of being basically quiet in game 5 and 6 of the Rockets series, Stoney, I don't know if I've seen him play better. Just talk to me about what you've seen from Dre and hitting, 4-10, but it's when he hit the 4 that kind of set the tone.
I mean, when he plays like that, over the years, the Warriors have had a lot of success. He was an offensive threat. He made his threes. Defensively,
just gosh,
it looked to me like he was just roaming free in the
Ray
lane.
Lewis.
He was just roaming free, and he, every time a guy had the ball in the wing for the Timberwolves, he was leaning that way and kind of discouraging them. And then if they didn't come, he would drop back into the middle and wait for the pass to go to the next guy. And if they tried to penetrate or get into the lane, he was right there to make it congested and crowded. And that's why that's one of the reasons why the Timberwolves couldn't finish anything around the basket.
And the Warriors won the rebounding battle.
Yeah.
I didn't have that on my
bingo card.
Yeah, there we go. And also the offensive rebound, Stoney. So, again, this is not about the rest of the league, but all four road teams got victories in the first round of the playoffs in game one. But do you think there were nerves in regard to Minnesota? Can they duplicate that bad effort again tomorrow? Because if the Warriors somehow without Steph, that's what we know, can play that hellified defense, who am I to sit here and say they can't hold it down and come back here with a 2-0 lead for game 3 Saturday without Steph?
I mean,
man,
we can talk about rust, but then you got to talk about the Warriors playing on one day. It doesn't matter if the Timberwolves weren't ready or they were rusty. Now they're down 0-1.
Damn.
And they let the Warriors come in and kind of dictate that game, and they never the
Looney
Timberwolves never
incredible.
Got it going.
Yeah,
I mean, it was one of those games where when you look at the box score for the Warriors, they had about 7 guys who played well, and you look at the box score for the Timberwolves, I don't know who played well. Naz Reid?
That was it. That's it.
Okay.
I'll give you – it was so bad, I'll give him a plus.
He made a few shots.
Yeah.
That's all he did.
Wow, man.
But anyway, Warriors go up 1-0. Looks like they're going to have to do it over the next 2 or 3 games, though, without Steph Curry. I tell you what, if there's a silver lining,
yeah,
it's that when we've seen injuries in the postseason, sometimes we say a play was dirty or a player was dirty. At least for this one, nothing happened.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
right,
he just...
Right.
It looked completely innocuous. It happened. I thought it happened on the defensive possession when he was down near the Warriors bench, and then he made that little floater.
Because he was on one, Steiny. He had that look in his eye.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like Steph.
But you said he ran 2 miles at game seven, or what did we say, 2.2 miles, Steiny, and this is the first strained muscle of his career.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors steal? See, that's what I mean. They didn't steal anything. They didn't steal anything last night. They just took it. I guess that's stealing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
They deserved it. They earned it. And they made the Minnesota Timberwolves look very, very bad last night. All right, Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Here.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here comes Reed, stripped from the play by Spencer, who takes it up the floor to Butler. Jump stop by Butler, finds Buddy Hield, pump fake, dribble drive, skipped it over to Payton. Payton now waits back to Buddy, right corner three, got it! A little chaos is good for the soul. And Golden State leads 72-53.
Bow, bow, bow.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah. Had the wrong shorts on. That's on his teammates. Damn it. You didn't look at him and tell him you got the wrong threads on. I was like, we lost. But we didn't. But that was incredible.
They probably didn't
they
know
had to
because
burn the time.
They probably didn't know because he had sweatpants on over him.
Was that the walk of shame for him to have to leave and go get the trousers?
He didn't care. It was funny.
At least he had shorts on.
He's balling on both ends. Real quick, Something profound I've never heard from Tim Roy. Chaos is sometimes good for the soul.
For the Warriors, it has been
so
for sure.
You know what? You real quick, you talked about Mike Dunleavy yesterday, and maybe Jimmy Butler was the best Geico ever. Maybe we can withstand Steph being out. I'm gonna be positive. Apologize to my guys yesterday. I was not happy. They threw me out. My boys, I watched the game with Donnie on the chat.
So you basically. When Steph got hurt, you were just despondent.
And when the final buzzer went off, it was just. And my boy Big Dex, I'm going to say this to you. He says he doesn't like how fast Curry was ruled out and how fast they said, you know, Curry was it devastated or he was damn
crushed.
That reeks of like, this is serious, man. You can't play with a hammy.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, Sham Sharani of ESPN is reporting Curry's going to miss at least a week, which means games 2, 3, and 4. If this report is accurate.
Go ahead. That's three games.
That's at least games 2, 3, and 4.
And 5 is on Monday. I got that wrong.
5 is on Wednesday.
Oh, whoa.
So they got Thursday's game 2, Saturday game 3, Monday game 4, Wednesday game 5.
Oh.
Then they have 3 days off. So they play every other day till Wednesday. And then they get Thursday, Friday, Saturday off. So
that would be ideal. Like, if you want to get greedy and get tomorrow, And Jimmy said it. I need to go in the lab and work on my one-on-one game because I know they're going to need me to score. But yeah. Buddy and Dre, just everybody last night, that was a special win.
All right. The morning show today had Dr. Nirav Pandya on. He's our company doctor, essentially. Odyssey Medical Insider. Here's what he said about his initial reaction when he saw Steph grab for the hamstring.
I thought initially it might have been cramps, you know, because there wasn't any kind of, you know, like large twist or was he sprinting and then he kind of pulled up. So I was thinking cramps, but then you see him immediately call for a sub. So that got me a little bit more concerned. And I think when he was grabbing higher up on his leg, that was when I got a little bit more worried because, you know, the higher up that hamstring injury is, the more it can be a longer recovery. So that was definitely concerning to me when I saw that.
All right. So that was Dr. Nirav Pandya. And I think the next one is the one I want to play.
Okay.
Because he talks about the injury and why these injuries occur.
One of those things I was hoping that maybe this was just a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a cramp and they would bring him back out. But the fact that he didn't come back out to the bench, it was a quick diagnosis, is the fact that, hey, this is something that they're a little bit more concerned about. And, you know, they're already starting treatment on, you know, they've got, you know, as much as you can get that treatment in to help this hamstring heal, you're starting it right in the middle of the game. So definitely that a quick diagnosis and not coming back out to the bench made me, you know, made me a little bit more worried.
All right, that's not the exact one I wanted. Yeah. I'll try to find the one I wanted, and it's nobody's fault but my own. But he, Pandya seemed to, you know, the Warriors have had a lot of games in a short amount of time.
They have, man.
And
I heard Butch going off this morning about it. But
about what?
You know, the schedule being every other day.
I mean,
if you would have handled business up 3-1, that would have been two games I did. Like, is that wrong for a fan to even go there? I think it's fair.
Well, I think it's fair for fans to say the Warriors should have closed the series
early.
Yeah,
no, that's exactly what I'm saying. Right, exactly.
I don't think it's fair to say the schedule.
Yeah, right. No, I wasn't saying that.
Oh, but, I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, the schedule's the schedule, and everybody's got a similar type schedule. You know, the Warriors might have benefited from the extra days rest early in that series. But all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's try to keep it on the game last night.
All right.
We'll have time to talk about game two. We may as well talk about
how
the Warriors shut down Minnesota. Held them to 88 points.
0 for 15 from three in the first half.
Yep.
That's defense, Evan.
Well, Evan's got a stat here. Evan's got a stat that, well, you know what? These are always, make of it what you will. Go ahead, E.
Which one?
The uncontested.
Oh, yeah. So the Minnesota Timberwolves had 15 of their 29 threes. They were uncontested.
Okay.
So not a defender within 6+ feet. And they made only four of them. So they shot 26% on uncontested threes, which then means on any contested three or anybody generally in the vicinity, they were 1 for 15.
Good gosh.
That's hard to do.
Steiny, I mean, have you heard from Finch? I got to ask.
No.
Okay. Do you think how much of it was what? Because it was Warrior defense and nerves. Like,
Minnesota was terrible.
Like, can this spill over into tomorrow or Minnesota? Mm-hmm. Like, thank God we got another game.
If it spills over into tomorrow, they're going to be down 2-0.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's like,
go Dubs.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
They were terrible. And you got to give the Warriors credit. Everybody who checked in for the Warriors, for the most part, helped. Spencer helped him.
Yes, he did, man.
Buddy Hield was really good. Peyton was very solid. Draymond and Butler did their
Kuminga.
Thing. Kuminga.
Yeah,
got a little
no
bit
doubt,
of a
man. So I asked you and Evan in the pregame, but you can tell the masses and we'll get back to it. I can take the victory lap for Pat Spencer, right? You guys, you know what? Go ahead and do it, D. Because I saw back in December where I said, and you go, Spencer, goo. I go, there's just something about him. And now he's a folk hero.
And you've said something there's, you know, about Santos and Reese Beekman and Braxton Braxton Threes. And
that's our guy, Pat. He ain't scared.
Now he's our guy.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570. Let's start out with We got the pride of the AAU circuit, Caleb in Livermore. What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
Caleb.
I'm running out of trolling ideas, man. But George Pickens, huh? I see the shirt.
Oh, yeah, but I'm worried about Curry, man. But go ahead, baby.
And I feel you. I mean, I got you. Cowboys are only going to win 7 games. Let's talk about the game last night. Buddy Hield, man. This guy. Nice. I mean, these last two, he's been money, man. And what's the phrase? Good, throw it right on the table, sponsored by Echo.
Oh, yeah, pest control. You got it.
I mean, it's a real possibility the Warriors don't get out of that first round without Buddy Hield. And in this game, he was fantastic. And he definitely took the Batman cape. But I want to talk about Jimmy Butler. Yep. This is his time now. This is basically Miami Jimmy Butler right now with Steph out.
Wow.
And they need him to put on that cape. Whether he needs to be Captain America or Black Panther, because I'm more of a Marvel guy, he definitely needs to tap in. But I'm going to be honest, man. The way Chris Finch called out Anthony Edwards in that post game, Anthony Edwards in game 2 is going to come out
and
be really, really aggressive because we know his personality. But we'll see how the game goes. I think Minnesota does take game 2. I think the Warriors did their job in getting a split. But now with Steph out, it becomes a whole different series for sure.
I'm with you, man.
Have a good one, guys.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
And, Snotty, I just got to piggyback on his point about Buddy. It wasn't like he was in fuego for the start. What was he, 0-8 in the first? Then he got had two, but then he got hot. So that made it more special to me that you didn't just step onto the court after the trouser gate. You know, he had to go find it, especially when they found out, okay, Steph's not coming back. And I know they got that news in the second quarter. But Buddy Steiny is playing like prime Clay. And that's the biggest compliment I could give him. And I know he's his own entity, Buddy Hield. But good God, what a godsend he was yesterday. And Caleb's right, Steiny. There's no way they win or get past the Rockets without him.
No, I mean, Buddy Hield has been by far
Man.
The best surprise of the postseason for the Warriors. Outside of the guys you count on day in and day out,
right.
I mean, Buddy Hield has been absolutely incredible. Caleb brought up Chris Finch calling out
Anthony Edwards.
Here's what he was talking about.
You mentioned kind of the energy, the spirit starts with Ant. Is that something that you and he talk about maybe ahead of game 2 now?
No, I mean, what is there to talk about? I mean, you're the leader of the team, and you got to come out and set the tone, you know, in all ways that happens. And if your shot's not going, like, you still have to carry the energy, you know. So, I don't think there's, you know, if I got to talk to guys about having the right energy coming into second round game, then, you know, we're not on the same page.
Chris Finch on
he's getting a lot
Anthony
of love.
Edwards.
He wasn't scared, Steiny. He said it. Edwards was awful. Like, and the Warriors threw, we talked about who's going to start on him. They threw everything at him, but he just, Steiny, I don't know. Maybe it was nerves. But you can't live that life of taking victory laps around Staples and I want the Warriors and Draymond. And Evan showed me the clip with him out in the court of gold talking to Obama and Embiid and then show up like that. So, you know, Warriors be aware. Game 2, I'm sure we'll see a different Minnesota team.
One of the other things Finch said about Anthony Edwards and his game was he thought, and it was interesting because it looked like this, he said he thought Anthony Edwards like had predetermined what he was going to do before the game ever started. And do you have that, Evan? Yeah, I thought this was
predetermined.
Pretty interesting, and I'll tell you what I think of it then.
You know, he struggled early. And then you could just kind of see the light go out a little bit for a while. You're the leader of the team, and you got to come out and set the tone, you know, in all ways that.
All right, anyway, we'll find the one. But I kind of thought the same thing, too. I felt like Edwards came out into that game saying, I'm going to get everybody else involved. And in fact, I'm going to try to get everybody else involved to the extent that I'm not really going to be aggressive at all. And
but you still, when you do, Stiney, I can hear that splat far left. It was wide left. His first shot, like, you can choose to do that, but when you show, you got to do your part too, and he didn't do that. Stoney, he was smoking layups.
Yeah, he couldn't.
He was in his own head. Yeah, kudos to the Warrior D
for sure. For sure. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors take game one, but get some. I don't know.
Bad news, man.
It looks like Curry's going to be out for a week, which would be at least the next three games. And then we'll see. Let's go to Drotty in San Francisco. Hey, Drotty, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How we doing today?
Hey.
Hey, man, that scenario with Curry going down exposed a lot about what we got going with the team, and everybody stepped up, next man up. We're not going to get lucky with Minnesota going 0-16 in the three and Ant scoring his first field goal with like 8 minutes in the third. So we know the second game is going to be opposite to what we saw last night. Kudos to Draymond for going on fire, possibly his best first half, 16 man. Points. 4-for-6 from the three, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Now we just need to make sure that we give Curry the time he needs to rest up, get ready for that game four, which I want to believe he'll be ready to go if we need him.
Thanks for the call, Drotty. Appreciate it. Yeah, game four is Monday, which according to Sham Sharania wouldn't be a game that Curry would will play in. But again, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, this guy obviously is in phenomenal shape. And I always do think when I heard Ponja and you talk about recovery time, I mean, 2 minutes after the injury, they are starting to work on it already.
No doubt.
To get him ready as fast as he possibly can.
Oh, so you're saying that's a good thing? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, I listen, I don't know when he's coming back, but like everything Curry has done from the moment he got hurt last night until the next time he plays, the only thing that he's going to work on is getting the hamstring back.
Okay.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do all day today.
Around the clock.
That's what he's going to do all day tomorrow.
Now, you know I'm different. Mm-hmm. Before you get the other calls, let me just ask you what you think of this. So, no matter what happens tomorrow, Stiney, what transpired last night, the Warriors are up 1-0. Mm-hmm. They got that game.
Yep.
But when you talk about this possibly, to me, being another game one, because there is no Steph Curry, you say what to that? Because Jimmy talked about, now I know I got to, and he kind of did it, but not to the extent that he'll have to do it from the tip. Like, Minnesota now knows there's no Curry. Everybody's going to have to step up and do more, and they're coming out probably one of their worst performances ever. So I feel like in a crazy way, it's not house money. The Warriors got their victory, but man, Stiney, this is almost new again for both teams.
Listen, as somebody who's watched Minnesota for a while, thank you, they're a different kind of team. I mean, they, in a crazy way, like, I'm not excited about the Curry injury, because there's something about Minnesota that even though they're down 1-0, I could see them thinking, well, you know what, they don't have Curry, we're going to be all right. And that's kind of who they are. Yeah. I mean, they can play really bad at times, and they did last night.
Well, the reality is, and I don't want to get too far down the road, if you're right, and I talked about the Rockets not being buttoned up, or what I deem not buttoned up, that was not buttoned up yesterday, mixed with, from a Minnesota standpoint, missing shots. But my gosh, you're going to throw something at me. But Stiney, if the Warriors handle business and Minnesota is still not right, this thing could be over in four games by Saturday. I know we're not there yet. I got you. But my goodness, imagine that in the time that the Chef so would be able to
you're
rest.
Asking me to imagine the Warriors sweeping the series now.
Yeah.
I mean.
I got you. I'm not advocating. I mean,
we promised we wouldn't do this.
Yeah, I got you.
And,
but, man, last night got me thinking.
Yeah, Evan, go ahead and jump in.
My man.
We were talking sweep against the Rockets, too, right?
No doubt.
We were talking five games against the Rockets, too.
I got my hand up.
They now don't have their best player. How are they going to sweep Minnesota?
Buddy's still playing.
Hey, Evan, boy,
Batman,
and Jimmy. This we need you now, bud. I'm seeing too much of him driving and passing. Like he's got to. You got to be what you did when Miami. Now starting tomorrow, you have to. You just have to. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
Hey,
turning into one of our all timers. Hey, Jan, how you doing? Jan in Mountain View. What about the middle one?
I'm out.
The 1440. There's another. Is your board the same as mine?
What are you talking about?
Jan in Mountain View.
Omaha.
Upset about Curry.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Can you hear me?
We got
loud
you.
Loud and clear, Jan.
Okay. Where I wanted to start was I feel that the way this injury happened to Curry is because of all the blitzing and all the wear and tear that he put on his body, during that Houston game, because they were blitzing him, and it wasn't until like the fourth quarter of the game seven that he got that they laid off of him a little so he could score a little and finish the game where Buddy started the game and got those 33 points. But I'm also thinking that, his age, 37, and the doctor this morning saying, and Sham saying that this is his first, hamstring strain, that there's, that this is probably something that can haunt him down the road. And he's going to probably have to change the way that he runs on the court and not, run 2 miles, because that's going to affect that hamstring too, I believe.
That's not a bad point.
They're going to have to manage that and maybe get him into a different type of a role and, have the others step up. And, Buddy, mostly Jimmy, when you're under the rim, please score. I mean, last night you had a couple of opportunities when Gobert wasn't near the darn rim. And I was getting nervous near that fourth quarter because I saw Gobert in there and I thought, oh, dear, man, now what's going to happen after we have this lead?
Yeah, Jan, Gobert
stinks. I'm with you, Jan. I got nervous,
too. Thanks, Jan. Appreciate the call.
I love her, Stoney. Give Minnesota credit. They did.
For what?
They got it to 9, and the building was... You know what I mean, Stoney.
When the Warriors finish him off, put that on their tombstone. They cut it to 9.
Yeah, but too much overpassing from Buddy. They got the dub, no pun intended, but he'll be ultra-aggressive tomorrow night. But, everybody was locked in black, and Steve Kerr, he trusted everybody. And if you didn't have it, you were coming out, and I loved it, man.
Bow, bow, bow.
I tell you what, Buddy. Something Jan said just made me think of something. And, okay, Curry's got a bad hamstring. We know that. And we're used to seeing him handling the ball a lot. And running around a lot.
Yeah.
That just got me to thinking, he could be used in other ways. Like he could become a spot up shooter in this series if he doesn't have the, if he can't run around like he runs around.
But now you're talking about playing with fine china. If he can't go, he can't go. I hear you.
I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying that, there's other things he can do, and one of them, his gravity will never go away.
And speaking of which...
So I'm just, trying to look on the bright side of this thing.
Right, and I don't feel like there is one unless they win, but the bottom line to me is what Jan and Evan said, Stoney. This dude's been playing ball and running at this rate for 16 years, playing a whole nother season in regard to the postseason. Are you really, if we just sit back and process, this is his first strain. Oh my! Just think about the conditioning that he's been in, man. A1.
Yeah. Here's more Doc Pandya on best and worst case.
Really, really bad things. We were worried about. Okay, this is the end of the. Even if they make it to the finals, he wouldn't be able to play. The fact that he got up, he was still running around, walked to the locker room. You've eliminated that kind of grade 3 complete tear. You just can't do what he did if you've completely torn your hamstring. Now you're wondering, okay, is this maybe a grade 1 or grade 2 based on an MRI? Best case scenario would be this is a grade 1. It's just more fatigue. He felt something. They're being super cautious. And you're looking at a week. Most grade 1s usually land around a week. Grade two has become a little trickier. Those are kind of the 2 to 3 week long injuries. My gut tells me that based on the fact that Kerr said he's day to day, that he was walking around, this hopefully lands more of a, okay, where in the series are you going to play? It's based on how the team's going. It doesn't necessarily look like this could be, okay, end of the series, and we're hoping that he makes it back for the next round. So best case, couple days. Worst case, maybe 2 to 3 weeks.
All right, that was Dr. Nirav Pandya on with the Morning Roast. And Evan just got the latest update. This is from the Warriors.
Yeah, from Warriors Public Relations. The MRI that Curry had this morning officially confirmed a grade one hamstring strain will be reevaluated in 1 week.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like an early return is possible.
All right, so
reevaluate.
So he's going to miss at least 3 games.
No doubt.
Yes.
And the best case would be he's evaluated next Wednesday, and it's good, and he can play on Wednesday night.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Yikes. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. A bittersweet victory for the Golden State Warriors. Warrior fans, can you win this series? Knowing that Steph's probably going to miss the next 3 games.
Damn.
I know.
You got a head start.
I know my answer. My answer is yes, you can still win this series. That segment was brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.